Welcome, 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 boys and girls, to another edition of that sports radio show that you just love to turn up real loud. KBMF 102.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I'm Sean Rocks, your sporting host. 1974 state free throw champion. One-time runner-up, KC League. Lost to the Cops in a really Jim Dandy of a final match. Lost by two, like 83 to 81 or something like that. Anyway, also a hell of a horseshoe pitcher, Stodden Park on Monday nights. It's once again right at the old end of the doldrums of summer. As we prepare for fall, fun, frolic, and football. Training camps are open in the NFL. And coming up this weekend, a full slate of preseason, pre-schmeason games. I like the first two preseason games, and then I'm done with preseason. But like the first two, I love, just because I miss football so much. Did I watch preseason? Next week, we'll start diving into what we should expect from the NFL this year. They inducted some Hall of Fame people. Peyton Manning leading the class. If there was a voter that didn't vote him in first ballot, that voter needs to be fired. I have a rule for Hall of Fame voting. If somebody gets over 90% of the votes and you're part of the 10% that voted no, you need to get out. You need your credentials taken from you and out the door you go. I mean, somebody actually voted against Brett Favre getting into the Hall of Fame. First ballot. Somebody did. I want to talk about Drew Pearson. The original 88 for the Dallas Cowboys, who had to wait over 30 years to get into the Hall of Fame. To join his quarterback, Roger Staubach. And the rest of the all-decade 70s team. He was a wide receiver on the all-decade team of the 70s and wasn't in the Hall of Fame. Everyone else was, but Drew Pearson. Drew Pearson must have dated a lot of the reporters' wives or something back in the day to be snubbed for over 31 years, because Drew Pearson, in my mind, one of the greatest of all time. That guy made me cry on Sundays more than any other football player ever made me cry. Well, him and Staubach. Of course. Finally, after 31 years, he joins Roger in the Hall of Fame. So long overdue. YouTube his videos of not being inducted year after year. See how bad it hurt him. And then YouTube the video that he got the call that he was in. Uplifting, man. Uplifting. Drew Pearson, the original number 88. And a guy that ruined my Sundays as a child more often than not. All right. As we get ready for football, fall, and frolic. School's getting back into class, and I know everybody's getting vaccinated. Like the great Butte people that we are. So, without further ado, until next week, make sure, if you can't be athletic, At least be an Athletic supporter, huh? I'm Sean Rocks. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rocks Jocks. Remember to listen to my Metal Shop radio show, 10 p.m. Saturday nights. Till next week, go outside and play. Peace, love, rock and roll.